8:30. We'll get to news headlines shortly, but first let's go to Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, with news of that Garda seizure of over €8 million worth of drugs and the arrest of a man in an operation targeting organised crime. Paul, what more can you tell us?
Well, it's the latest in a series of operations targeting the organised crime group known as the Family. The Gardaí describe it as a well-structured criminal organisation. On Tuesday and then again yesterday, over 60 Gardaí from armed support units, stolen car unit from the NBCI, the Dublin Crime Response Team, other local and specialist units led by Terra Neuro Drugs Unit. They searched 16 properties all over the east of the country, south and west Dublin, Westmeath, Meath, Leash, Offaly. In two vans, they found over €8 million worth of drugs, over 100 kilos of cocaine, 1.5 kilograms of heroin. They also recovered cash, £38,000 in sterling and €62,000, believed to be drugs money. A man in his 40s arrested is still being questioned this morning. It's the fourth major Garda seizure from this gang in the last year and a half.
Paul, thank you. Can you tell us, actually, just before we go, tell us more about the Family, the criminal gang behind this, or believed to be behind this?
Yeah, they are, in the words of the head of the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland, the primary organised crime gang impacting in relation to heroin and cocaine trafficking. It's centred around two brothers from West Dublin. They're big, strong, physically imposing men. They've been known to the Gardaí for years. They're known not to be messed with. The gang leader has a drugs conviction. He's currently before the courts on another offences. The gang's administrator is a violent drug trafficker from West Dublin. They filled the vacuum after the Kinahan organised crime group was effectively there. Their network was effectively dismantled in Ireland, and it learned from the Kinahan gang that bodies on the streets are bad for business, but they have a reputation and they feel that they don't need to resort to the most extreme level of violence, gangland murder, which is reflected in the figures. Now, Gardaí also say what distinguishes the Family from other drug trafficking gangs is that they've stayed in Ireland, unlike the Kinahans, for example. They remain close to their roots. They're well known in their communities. They live in modest but well furnished houses, and they've plenty of cash, luxury clothes, jewellery, cars for themselves and their families. But they have built up from being a gang of street heroin dealing thugs to the biggest transnational drug trafficking gang in Ireland. And some estimates put their turnover from organised crime at €10 million a year.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. 8:32, you're listening to Morning Ireland. Brian Jennings has the latest news.